Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized, okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Leah Black and Jamie Kennedy join the show. We talk about expensive sushi, aliens in Miami, and the latest sex position. I'm here with actor, comedian Jamie Kennedy, socialites Leah Black and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Socialites?
Yeah.
That's the best you could come up with?
It really was. It was the only thing.
Philanthropist, entrepreneur, skincare mogul.
Fabulous. There you go. Skincare mogul. We'll go with that one. Fabulous.
I like that
what
one.
About fabulous?
She's coming in hot.
Yeah. You got that at the coffee shop, didn't you, Jamie? Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to drink coffee to wake up this early. And when you drink coffee, you tend to go on and on about stuff you normally
It's 9 o'clock, this, Leah. It's
oh
not
my God.
That
There's a
early.
Whole subculture of people up early. I just realized.
Yeah,
that.
People with jobs, like 9 to 5 jobs.
I mean, me and Leah are not morning people.
No, we like to sleep late.
We hate the morning.
I love to sleep late.
Oh, so that's and how so you bond it.
Justin
bond
Martindale also hates the morning.
I didn't know that.
We all hate the morning.
We like to stay up late.
So is this show too early for you guys?
Way too early.
Should we try to do it 2 or 3 p.m.?
I like it better in Dallas. That's better.
I would love that.
Even in Dallas, night show. It's 11, that's even better. That helps a little, except you have to get there at 10, which takes an hour off of my sleep, but okay. It's your show.
I have some wonderful news.
I'm happy to hear it.
My missing money was located and has been returned to my account.
Thank God. We're not poor.
We are no longer poor.
The money was on the way.
Yeah, so it's very, very exciting.
It took them, 3 days or something?
Yeah, 3 days. It's been missing since Tuesday.
Yeah, they used that money during those 3 days. He probably made 8% interest on it somewhere.
I'm a boss, and I'm surrounded by a bunch of amateurs.
Who was that, man?
That was me at the bank.
Oh.
I threw a little bit of a tantrum at
the
bank.
The money is coming.
You were a
That's
Karen?
What they said?
Were you a Karen?
He was a Ken.
Oh, a Ken.
Yeah.
It's Karen's brother.
No, I was actually remarkably calm at the bank.
No, you were cool.
Because I realized, like, me losing my shit wasn't going to get me anywhere.
They're not going to find it faster.
Right.
Yeah.
But usually I do go and start screaming. But this time I did not.
Oh, I'm so
did they
proud
provide
of you.
A reason?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, maybe the problem is a little bit on our end. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We figured
One
it out.
One account didn't have Truth enough.
And I'm glad.
From the other account.
I'm glad I didn't yell. Because it wasn't their fault in the end.
What was it?
We just, we didn't have the right information. But you know what? It's okay.
Small mistake.
You check one wrong box and then it takes 3 days.
But you know what? The money is back.
Thank God we're not poor.
I can't wait to tell Monroe she can stay in school. I do not have to take her out.
Yeah.
But we, there was a lot of cost cutting the last 3 days.
Oh, really?
I didn't
ramen.
Really see that.
You were on
ramen?
A budget. He went on a budget.
Well, we still, obviously, we had the essentials. Like, I saw my psychic. I got a spray tan. I had the car washed. We went, the dog groomer.
You didn't
and then
tell me you didn't get Botox because I can't deal with you spending money on that.
No. No. And then we also went tile shopping.
We
went to a beautiful dinner on Wednesday. We got a sushi lunch on Thursday.
This is what living poor is like. Did you know
Yes,
that?
But we didn't go to Katsuya or Izakaya. We went to Nico Nico. Nico
oh,
Nico.
Oh, well, I love Nico Nico.
So do I.
That's where I get the stuff for the party.
Yeah,
the
I love
they
Nico Nico. That's where because we were cost cutting.
I love it. But
I mean, it's still a gorgeous sushi lunch.
That's
it was,
Kaya,
but
that's
it's not
really
300.
Izakaya is the best.
It's 100.
Yes.
By the way,
it doesn't have that boat
one
that goes around. I
next
hope.
To Rock
Actually,
House.
They do have the Love Boat. It's called the Love Boat.
I don't trust that boat.
Dude, have you ever got the Love Boat at Nico Nico?
I would never sit and eat on a Love Boat. No, I would.
No, it's like a big boat.
I know what
it's a big
it
tray
and it's full
of
sushi.
And I'd ask him to put it on a regular platter because I don't have umbrellas in my drink and I don't eat off a boat.
All right, fair
unless
enough.
Unless it's someone's private
She's coming
yacht.
In hot.
It was kind of a nice novelty. I thought about the Love Boat for a second, but it was $100.
Well,
and there's a lot of sushi
but
there.
But between the three of us, we spent more than $100. We should have got the boat.
Wait, I have a question for Leah on that thought. Do you remember the Dragon Bowl at Trader Vic's?
The Dragon Bowl at Trader Vic's. I don't.
Wow, I got you both.
What was that?
Was that a big boat of...
Trader Vic's was a legendary spot.
Of course, I know Trader Vic's.
Okay.
But what are you talking about, the Dragon Bowl?
The Dragon Bowl was where you'd go on Friday night. It was like $12, and it was like 6 shots in one with a lot of fruity drinks.
Bring it back.
And it was incredible, but it had an umbrella. But it was a... I can't believe you didn't know what this was.
Yeah, what's Trader Vic's? Is that Trader Joe's
cousin? Trader Vic's is where... What's the new hotel, Jeff, that went up on the corner?
Pentry?
No.
Waldorf. Yeah.
Oh,
so it used to be where the Waldorf was.
That's a nice hotel.
Amazing. When are they going to stop building hotels? It's going to become jungle here soon. I think we have enough hotels.
I don't think they're going to stop building hotels.
Well, I think
Leah.
We have enough because did you see what they've done to Sunset Boulevard in the last few years?
A lot of hotels.
Every time they take a little building down, they put a hotel up.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Why do you care? Because that increases, you live right above Sunset, it increases the value of your home.
The traffic, just everything about it. I just don't want it to, I like the quaintness of the old Sunset Boulevard. I thought it was fabulous. It's iconic, it's historic, and now they're turning it into like modern Legoland.
I have a comment on that.
Yes.
You know what's so crazy how much is closed? Do you know what's closed, I believe, Leah?
Don't tell me.
Do you know what I think is closed?
What?
The strip club.
Oh, well, I won't be able to live without
girls,
the
girls?
Strip club.
No, not that one. The Cheetah one?
No, it's not Girls, Girls, Girls. It's on Sunset, and I forget the name. It used to be, it's next to, it's right across.
The House of Blues?
It's right.
Old House of Blues?
Yeah, it's right by that.
I think that's Cheetah Girls or something.
That strip club is
closed. I'm guessing.
I remember the logo.
Let me tell you how crazy that is if the strip club closes.
How crazy?
Well, that was a legendary spot.
But they're replacing it with hotels.
I know.
But then where do we go for the strip clubs? Van Nuys?
The hotels.
Because there's one by the tile store, by Southline Stone.
I didn't know
Tarzana.
You go to strip clubs?
That looks Seventh dirty. Veil, Jamie.
What? Seventh Veil.
But they had girls dancing, not guys, right?
Yes.
Yeah, girls.
So why in the hell would you ever go there?
I mean, I enjoy it.
He's artistic.
Oh, I'm learning something with that. Every day.
Everybody,
he enjoys the female form.
I enjoy a lap dance like anyone else.
Yeah. You do? And I've never given you one. Who knew? I'm really good at that.
Wow.
Speaking of which, there is a new study that cougars are happier and have better sex than women with men of the same age.
Oh, I'd have to think about that one. Maybe.
They call it, Nikki Haskell told me, young down.
Young down.
Yep.
Wow.
I do know a lot of women that like younger men. There's a point to that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you
Cher, Madonna.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Jeff Lewis.
Jeff
Lewis. There's a lot of people. A lot of people that skew younger.
Cher's made a living out of younger men.
Yep.
She can do whatever she wants.
But
she
daddies right now, I know that you are committed. Mm-hmm. But daddies are very, very in right now.
Oh.
Yep. I don't know what... But
Wait. What's a daddy?
A daddy.
Just an older guy.
Man.
Like if a younger person...
For an older guy for a guy or an older guy for a girl?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Leah.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is even more than a daddy?
What's that?
A zaddy.
What's that?
A zaddy.
Yeah.
A daddy who knows what he's doing.
And it's like a very attractive daddy.
Oh, Lord. Just getting...
Like, I would be a zaddy.
Getting too big. Oh, please. The vocabulary is getting too big and your head's bigger. Okay.
Oh, my God. Too many hotels, too many daddies.
That's right.
Jesus.
What? We just want a simple
Who
life.
Who peed in your Cheerios?
What's come of Hollywood?
Don't you want a simple life? I mean, all this traffic and all these hotels, it's becoming
and
like...
These
oh, we're back to the hotel again.
And all these
daddies on every corner.
And zaddies on every corner.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I had a moment here. So I get a text the other day, and it says, hey, I'm having a little soiree. I'll hit you back with the address.
Leah.
Oh, that was me?
And I said, where is it at? And she
Is that how you talk to Leah?
No, and she said, well, let me explain this to you. And I go,
okay.
And it goes, it's my house. And I said, well, when? And she said, Saturday night with a champagne bottle. I said, I'm in Vegas. And she goes, this person said, well, have a fun time, and I'm sure you're going to be fabulous in Vegas. And I look, I'm like, it was like I was responding like two in the morning, the first one. And, and I look, and it's Leah.
You didn't even know it was
I didn't know it was you until two texts in. And then I wrote a thing apologizing because exactly. I was like, I didn't know that was. So I was so.
Where party at?
Thank yeah, I was like, where party at? Who dis? D-I-S. And she's like, it's Leah. I'm having a soiree. And then I'm sorry I missed it. But
you know what happened? It's hard to find anybody to help because everyone's working. So when you find a bartender, you just invite people over.
Because you know the hills. I'm in the hills.
You're in
so
the hills.
Did you have a rager?
What? She had like 50 people.
A
I
rager.
Couldn't make it either.
No, oh. I didn't have that many. What happened at the
Ooh,
last
I imagine
minute?
If I
just
I went,
started texting
you guys didn't
people.
Go?
He didn't go. I just started
did
texting people at the last
But
summer.
There were people you would have known. I think Krista was there. Was Justin there? Tyler was there. There were people there.
I invited like five people and they just started inviting people. That's
Thank you
of
for
what
inviting
happened.
Me.
Because I just was at the last minute.
Oh.
So I didn't expect
Felt
anyone
special.
To come. But they just said, don't bring people. They start bringing people. I'm like, do I know you? Have I met you before? Oh, come on in.
Did you have charcuterie?
Oh, well, we always put food out, but.
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
Sushi.
Charcuterie.
She had a
charcuterie.
Love boat.
I didn't have a love boat. I'll put it that way.
Oh, no, and no drinks boat. With umbrellas, I
no
guess.
No umbrellas. We're not at the pool. Bikinis.
Cougar action.
Were there a lot of cougars there?
Krista was there.
I wouldn't know.
By the way, guess what I'm called?
Somebody brought Krista.
I'm a panther.
Tyler brought Krista.
Whoa.
What's a panther?
Yeah, it's like a male cougar.
A panther.
I'm a panther, apparently. Because I had a date last night, cool. And he was 30.
You had a date last night?
Yeah, 30. And I have one tonight.
You have another one, same person?
No, a different person.
Oh, what, wow. Are you shopping now?
Yes, I am, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm shopping.
Well, have I
I've cast a wide net, and yes.
You need to let me interview these people before
how,
you go out
how,
with
how
them.
How many do you have this week?
Yeah.
Just the two.
Well, it's so that last night was the second date, and I think I saw him on Sunday or Monday.
So you're
then,
doing...
Oh, so
and then
you saw
tonight,
him twice.
Tonight is the fourth date,
oh,
which I'm
going
to bring
person.
To your party.
Nice.
With the same person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's not two different guys.
It is two different
oh,
guys.
Oh, happy birthday, Shane.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Let's stay on one thing.
I can't.
Hold on. So you had three dates this week with two different guys.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Three
so
dates with two
they, do
guys.
They, well, they do now, but do they
know? No, they don't know. They don't listen to the show, I hope.
Oh, I doubt they listen. Nobody listens to no, this show, Jeff.
You're right. Nobody
no
listens.
Got,
you know why?
Because
it's too early. Apparently, it's too early,
well,
and that's
that
why
is
no
is
one listens.
Too early. That's
Which
true.
One are we meeting tonight? Is this the chef?
Yeah, Harrison.
Oh, God, oh another
God.
Chef.
This dude mm-hmm. loves guys with utensils.
Yeah, but I don't think this chef lies, so I think it's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was a little...
You really love your chefs.
Yeah.
It was like kind of an accident, really.
And the thing is, they don't even cook for you. That's the weird thing.
Right.
But now
this one will.
We know you have a chef. We can have more parties because we can hire. We can hire people now.
Well, are you going to go to Shane's party tonight?
I didn't even know about it till just now, and maybe I'll go by. I went.
Yeah.
Come down.
You won't believe I went by Tyler's house on New Year's Eve.
You went to his New Year's party?
He only had, he said it's very small, 7, 8, 10 people, and he wanted me to see his apartment. And he's always been so sweet to me, and he's such a good worker, and he loves you beyond, Jeff. He really loves you. He's so loyal. And so I said, I'm going to go by. And so RJ and RJ's friend and I went by for like, you know, less than an hour. His apartment's beautiful. He's a very talented
It is a
decorator.
Gorgeous apartment.
He's gorgeous.
That was a good find, that apartment.
Food,
I would love for you to find an apartment like that.
It's so nice.
It's got a good looking place.
Have you been there?
No, but I've seen pictures on the
we
internet.
We have to go.
Two bedroom. It's like a, I think it's a fourplex.
Yeah.
But it's a huge apartment. Two it's bedroom cool. plus inside laundry. It's a laundry
wow.
room.
You know what
it's a laundry room.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You know what I like about it? It's old
Feels
school.
Feels like a house.
It's like a house. He's got, you know, the tiled, checkerboard tile in the kitchen. The old stove
like 1930s.
That actually lights up with the fire, you know, not the other one that I have. And it's like an old house, you know, I like it. It's
very
it's fabulous.
Charming. It's really charming.
Yeah, warm. He's got it decorated.
We have
perfect.
To get you out of that studio.
He's in a studio? Where is it? And
do you know what a
town?
Studio is?
I do. I just found a studio for a friend of mine in Miami that needed
what
an apartment.
Is a studio?
It's a little tiny 600 square foot apartment.
And cool. Does it have a bedroom?
Yes, it has a bedroom, probably a little kitchenette, and the bedroom kind of doubles as like a living and sitting area.
It's one big room.
I've lived in a studio, Jeff. I know what a studio
Jeff
is.
Jeff said it's a place where you can see your kitchen from your bed.
You kind of can, but that's fine.
It
I
is
lived
fine.
In one for
it could
months.
Be a baby loft.
With two
it's
Dobermans
a baby loft.
When I was in mine.
You had a studio apartment in Miami?
I lived in Palm Beach. I had my office is in Miami, so I had a studio apartment there. And me and my two Dobermans we stayed there.
I didn't know you had two Dobermans.
Of course I did. I've always got dogs. I don't now. They died, those two. But yeah.
Well, I figured. Oh. Mm-hmm. I figured they're still not, you know,
they're not alive.
Still,
yeah.
But you've got like four or five dogs.
Yeah, I've got three rescues and a real dog. Well, you know what I mean. A real dog that you pay for, which
wow.
I hate that I did, but I really kind of didn't. My friend did, and then her husband said, you can't have it. So I said, I'll take it. Then I tried to pay her for it, and then she said no, and then I paid her anyway. But
okay,
that's
so,
the baby,
yes.
The one you love so much, that one.
That's the one
three
I least. That's my least favorite.
Then I have, because you don't know the other ones. You don't know the other dogs.
No, that little one is my least favorite.
You love that little dog.
I like any dog. Well, you know what? Actually, I don't like Snow White 90210.
That's
my
nice
least
dog.
Favorite
Who's
dog.
Who's that?
It's Patrick and Paul's little dog that they carry around that bites everyone and growls.
Oh,
when you let them bring him that
no,
dog
No, I don't
on your
let
show.
Them. They
Stu
bring...
used to bring his dog. Other people bring
no,
their
he
dog.
No, he didn't. He did bring his
he
dog.
He came
here.
Right in here one day with his little white dog.
He brought Milo here?
He did. And a little Carrie Kate.
Maybe
case,
when he was
right
a puppy.
There, sat right there.
Maybe once.
And he brought him in here. And then I've seen other people bring their dogs. But
Jill
Leah
found.
Can't bring her dog because Jeff doesn't like her dog because he's jealous of her dog because the dog gets all the attention.
Ooh. I think it's safe to say that Leah's up.
It's a third to a cup of coffee.
Do those dogs sleep in your bed?
Most of the time. Well, one of them, they sometimes rotate between me and Freda. You know.
Wow, you can't do that when you're cougaring.
That's right. Now, when I left the house today, I put the little dog in RJ's bed with him because Roy brought me and dropped me off.
Okay, but so... Do you
we
when you go to sleep? Are the dogs? Do you like here? Come on up, and they come on the bed.
I don't have to come on up. As soon as they see us getting ready for bed,
they get
they're
in bed.
The bed.
Yes, yeah, I'm having that issue with Toby
yeah.
right now. And
I love the dogs being in the bed.
I don't
me.
Know. 3:30 a.m. He was like kind of crying. He took the door off his crate.
See, you don't have a live-in. There's your problem. If you had a live-in, they could go.
I can't. I mean, as of a few days ago, I couldn't have afford. I couldn't afford it.
You don't.
He's eating only $100 sushis.
Yeah, you gotta have that sushi. Row. You can't afford to feed a dog.
We couldn't get the love boat.
Yeah. No,
couldn't afford it.
But see, Freda has her own apartment on her property, so sometimes they're just with her. Sometimes they're just with me. Sometimes I put him in RJ's. has his own apartment on our property, so I put him out there with him. And sometimes I put him in the bed with me.
I don't want to start this, so I should have said last night.
Oh well, once you started, it's over.
He came over to the side of the bed and he started crying a little bit. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, come up, because I figured it was cold.
Why
he's probably cold because he has short hair. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt bad. Yeah. I'm like, okay, come on.
Do you have one of those big pillows they sleep on?
He has a comfortable crate, but it has no door.
No, you need to get one of those big, huge pillows and put it right by your bed and just train him to sleep
it's
on
It's bigger
that.
Than Jameson's
and
apartment, actually, that
on
crate.
That.
That crate is so big.
He can see the kitchen.
You know, Jameson,
can I rent that apartment on Craigslist?
I would never put Toby in a little studio like Jameson's. Damn. No, he is in a huge crate.
Now he's made fun of your car, and now he's made fun of you being a clown, and now he's made fun of your apartment.
I'm not making fun. I'm just helping.
Encouraging him.
Add it to the list.
You're encouraging him to upgrade.
Yes.
New
yes.
year, same Jeff.
Oh, ouch. So anyway, back to Toby.
That was a compliment. But anyway, back to Toby.
Back to Toby. So when I woke up, he slept on my bed. He also wants to lean against me the whole night. So it's like I'm trying to move
so
my legs
sweet.
And all that. I know it is cute, but you don't sleep as well.
Can I tell you, sometimes my dogs will be in a position and I won't disturb
That's
them.
What happened.
So I'll stay in the most uncomfortable
That's what
positions
happened.
For
oh
hour because I don't want to disturb the dog.
Same.
So what
you're
happened
living
at
for a dog.
Yeah, kind of.
I let
you
him
don't
on
have
the bed,
any pets.
So he's
no.
Because you travel all the time.
I do, but I also used to have cats and I would sleep with them, but they get up in the middle of the night and keep you up.
Because they want to eat.
Yeah, so guess what?
And mine are relentless, my cats.
Yeah, but cats, you just leave the food out for them, don't you?
But no, because I leave a little bit before I go to bed, but then it's like 5:30 and they're crying because they want more food.
Well, most people that I know that have cats just leave the cat food out and the litter box out and they're self-sufficient.
But the bottom line is, Leah, when you go to bed, a cat will pounce on you and wake you up. These dogs wake you up.
Oh.
So you're
getting
woke.
My dogs don't wake me up.
So they sleep all night.
They sleep as
10 hours.
As long they would, as many as I will that I get to sleep, they sleep. Yeah.
So your dogs are also taking Ambien.
Yeah. I don't take any Ambien.
They're taking CBD melatonin, THC. Yeah.
I don't take any
Jeff.
Ambien.
Yeah.
All right.
CBD,
but you hear horror stories. But you don't have pets because you travel all the time, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You're always on the road because you're so fabulously popular as your comedian stand-up guy. Is that right?
You actually have. You are.
Thank you.
Lynn. You're making a comeback.
But am I right, though?
In a big way.
He never left.
Yeah, he was in Vegas performing five nights in Vegas. That's a big gig.
Six.
Six.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
That's a big gig.
I mean, you were always doing these big films and everything, and then there was a while where there was kind of a quiet period.
You're saying there's a lull.
But that happens in your business.
It happens.
Now you're having like a major comeback. I mean, you have what is the vampire movie?
Don't Suck.
Don't Suck.
That's doing well.
Oh, you're in that movie?
How do you know about that movie?
I just heard about it. It's called Don't Suck. Why would somebody name a movie Don't Suck?
In this town.
It's a vampire movie.
Oh,
in this town,
Leah.
Don't you think it makes sense?
Yeah, kind of if you're
comedian
a vampire.
Don't suck.
In this town, Leah, where all you have to do to get ahead is to what?
Suck up.
Or just suck.
Got it. Took me a while.
Shane said, suck down.
Oh, well, you
all
see,
of it.
He gets that from Jeff. That's their mentality. They think about that stuff.
Well, obviously, we're not the only one because Jamie's the one that brought it up.
I said it too, Leah.
You brought it up. The move. It's about vampires.
No,
well,
I didn't know.
Thought it was something dirty.
I just thought it was like.
No, you immediately
suck,
went
like,
there thinking that we're some sort of pervert.
No,
but you know what? It's a vampire movie.
It's a vampire movie.
I just thought it was like telling people not to suck in life. Well, of course, you don't want people to suck.
It's an onomatopoeia. Is this the right word, Jamie?
Double entendre.
Yes.
Triple entendre.
So,
comedians, vampires.
Here's what it is. It's about stand-up comedy, so you don't want to suck.
About a vampire. Okay.
And you can't get bit because then you'll have this problem, so don't get sucked on. And it's about just don't suck as a person.
That's the part I thought it was. I thought it was don't suck as a person. Okay. So, very
clever. So anyway, he's got that
Hollywood
movie.
Hollywood clever.
And then I heard you just signed on for, which I'm excited, it's a new film called Portal in the Pines. It's UFO.
Yes.
Ooh. Horror movie. Like the science-fi stuff?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
So this is happening. It's in pre-production.
Pre-production. We're shooting in Shreveport.
And
in Shreveport.
How long are you going to be gone?
Only for 5 days.
That's quick.
You got
yeah,
a
I know.
Big part.
Why do you need to be there 5 days? It's two lines. Why need to be there in five days?
It's going to be a 3-week production, so I can shoot out in a week.
Have you been to Shreveport before?
Multiple times. I played casinos there.
Yeah.
I've even went on the airboats there.
Oh,
I got a lot. I've been to a Waffle House there.
Yeah.
Been to a Waffle House?
Yeah. No, yeah, I know.
I
got
to take you to the Waffle House.
She'll go anywhere, honestly.
I'll go anywhere.
She's not snobby like that.
No,
she'll go anywhere.
Yeah, wait,
can I just go with this? What did you talk about with this movie? And thank you for picking me up.
Sure.
Speaking of something, have you heard what happened at the Miami Bayside Mall?
Yes, I did hear about it.
No.
There were 40 people robbing a place and 40 cop cars showed up. And there were more than 40. They arrested.
Hold on. Yeah. That's the official story.
Okay, what's the real story?
The real story is it's all over the talk that there was 7 to 10 foot tall beings and citizens had guns and were shooting at them.
What?
Leah, I kid you not. The
what do you
airspace.
Mean 7 feet tall? People that were 7
aliens?
Feet tall?
No.
What did Shane just say?
Yeah, aliens?
I knew what you were talking
about. That's got to be a rumor. That can't be true.
Nephilisms. You know the Nephilisms?
Yeah, but I don't think that's true.
Okay. Well, Leah, I'm just telling you, the airspace was shut down. Look at the police response on TikTok.
I did see that.
It was insane, and it was for 4 kids fighting. That's what the story is.
They were fighting, yeah.
And so there were aliens at the mall?
I don't
aliens at the mall.
Was there some sort of sale?
But it happened.
Black Friday.
It happened in her hood, and you brought up my alien movie.
That's 2 blocks.
It's 2 blocks from Leah's house.
My husband's office. 2 blocks to the Bayside. It's a big shopping area.
So there were 7 allegedly.
Allegedly,
8 foot tall shadow aliens.
Yeah, and did you notice those 4 people with the guns weren't being able to handle anything?
But I don't think I would shoot at an alien.
Here's the thing.
Well, I don't think anyone should be carrying a gun out in public. So how's that?
Well, welcome to Miami.
I know.
It's a side piece. Now listen. My question is this. You know I have a big tinfoil hat. My question is, where's the video?
Well, that's
where's the video?
No one took videos?
I know. In Miami, the most narcissistic place on the planet.
Yeah, I think they were hallucinating.
After this studio, after this particular
studio. They were hallucinating. That's what it was. They were hallucinating.
They're on drugs.
They're probably on drugs.
Well, I just.
It's Miami.
I just had to.
But it was a big thing.
It's a big thing.
I mean, it was a huge
thing. Jeff, the police response was insane. It was like 100 cop cars.
Oh, yeah. Jeff doesn't watch the news.
I know. He's dating.
I really should.
You really should watch the news.
Shane saw something.
There's so many cops.
Thank you, Shane.
I'm telling you. Insane.
For four kids fighting.
This was a major
thing.
For
four kids fighting.
All showed up like in mass.
Isn't that interesting that that's where they decided to go, those
aliens?
Yeah,
it is.
Is it a nice mall?
It's a very nice mall,
like,
right
on the
water.
What kind of store do they have?
And they have, well, they
do
don't
they have,
like
Gucci, Prada?
No, it's more of a Curio, Miami, you
do they
know,
have a
shopping.
Banana Republic? You know, they've redesigned all those bananas. Maybe that's what they were.
They
were
made it unattainable.
There.
Apparently,
you
everything.
You know, I think Banana Republic is trying to rebrand themselves, and I liked the L brand better, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, because they raised the prices.
Well, I think that's why they just gussied up the store. I'd rather sit on a less expensive sofa and have a less expensive shirt, but that's just me.
The mall doesn't look that good.
I want to know what stores the aliens went to.
I don't really
that's
know.
That's what I want to
like
know.
It's like perfume. Where did
they
rainbow.
Eat? Where do they eat?
It's
there's
more
a food court
you know,
there.
It's tourism.
Oh,
they have
the
anti what is it?
Anti-ants.
Oh, anti-ants.
Oh, no, anti
I love
pretzels,
those pretzels.
Those pretzels.
There's a Chili's.
They have right.
Oh, that's where
that's
they were.
Why
they have
they
a lot
went
of restaurants.
There.
It's on the water. The boat mm-hmm. you can take the boat tours from there.
Take
that's
the
where they go and tour my house on Star Island. They get on the boat there. They go up there and tour my house with their binoculars.
Aliens
I don't like that.
Came to see Lee.
Probably.
That's
what
just put it on the market for $37 million.
And then they got
$37.5 million.
Lunch at Chili's.
Five shows, six. Listen, do you think anyone following this show has any idea what we're talking about so far?
No,
no
I don't think
they never
so.
Do.
They're probably still asleep if they're normal people. They're right. listening like from their bed half awake.
This is fascinating to me.
What?
Can you please do a deep dive and find
thank
out?
Thank you.
I want to know where they ate. I want to know where they shopped. I want to know where they parked their spaceship. Did
talking
they valet?
The Jerry's Deli on.
Did they go to the
oh,
structure?
Oh, yeah, everybody right. goes there.
On what's that street?
That's on Collins.
Do they have an Apoyo Loco there?
No, they have they have legitimate Cuban sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah,
like the best.
And tapas. And,
the best tapas.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking before we take that break? Because I know you want to pick. I used to have the news on my TV all the time. And
yeah.
I knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But now that we have just these streaming services, I used to have like a DirecTV lot and I would just have the TV on all day.
Hulu
I need that again.
You have live TV on Hulu.
Because I need to
so
find, when
that.
The aliens go shopping
you
in
need
Miami,
to know about
I want
to
know.
You yeah. want to know.
Yeah.
I would send you news articles all the time, but you wouldn't read them just like you don't reply to your text.
I'll put it on TV so it's flashing and
with
clear.
A Hulu
yeah.
with my Hulu can I do live yes. like CNN or whatever
but yes. you need multiple because CNN's not going to cover this
they covered
so
it
so I need Fox
no God no
you do
no
okay.
we need Jamie's podcast
yeah, MSNBC Morning Joe
Morning
I love
Joe's
Joe, but I'm not awake for him but I do love him
you got to do Joe. Some regular and some alternative
yes
that's all I'm saying
okay alright Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
I want to thank Apoyo Loco for sending me a $150 gift card, as well as Kelly Dodd.
Why would they do that?
Because we mentioned on the show, we were talking about how we love Apoyo Loco.
Let me mention Hermes, Cartier, Gucci.
That $150 gift card would go.
And I love Hermes. Yeah.
Well, they probably knew you were going through a hard time.
Yeah.
It was good timing.
Oh. Was this for charity?
Chanel? Is there anybody else who should
mention? No, it's not for charity.
Meaning you were broke.
Yes, it was charity. Yes.
Charity money.
Speaking of what, crazy thing happened. So last time I wore this jacket was in November. Mm-hmm. I put it on this morning and I was like, what is in the pocket? And I pull out an $826 check made out to me.
What?
What?
I've had it in my pocket since November 15th.
Who made it out to you?
It's from Jeff Lewis Merch.
Well, let me tell you.
But Todd mailed it to me, and then I somehow put it in my pocket, and I forgot. So I was like, this is lucky money.
You need to buy a lottery ticket. Yeah.
What do I do with it?
26 lotto tickets.
No, 8 love boats.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
But I thought, like, what do I do with this money?
That's a love cruise.
Do I give it to charity? And then I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's not
no,
you.
No way.
No.
Isn't that great? I love when you just find money.
Well, if we go to Chili's with 826 divided by 13, that's a lot of lunch.
Should probably check with Todd to make sure it'll clear.
No, I got a Chili's gift card too. Not from Chili's, but from Nancy. I've got to give you this gift card, so we have to keep using it.
I've got to start mentioning Hermes more often.
By the way, Monroe's gift that was stolen by me, allegedly stolen by the neighbor behind me.
Yeah.
How did you, we ended up getting the gift replaced, but what happened with all of that?
It was a crazy, okay, first I saw this in New York in the window, but it wasn't for sale. And it was too cold, and I left. So then I had to go tracking it down. It was just miserably cold. So I went tracking it down, and they said, oh, there's only one in the country. So we could get that one, send it to her. Then it disappears. And then we couldn't get another one. And then the guy said he found one somewhere, maybe or in Europe or whatever. He finally found another one. He sent it, and you finally got it. But wasn't it beautiful?
It's the most gorgeous little pink bag you've ever seen.
Oh,
and
so
she loves it.
It's
she loves it so much.
Crystal handle.
So the
it.
Idea was you wanted her to take that to the premiere, the Hollywood House Lift season 2 premiere, but we didn't have it in time.
Yeah.
But it's
so
a gorgeous
pretty.
Gift.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, so what do they then credit your card or how does that work?
Well, I had the office handle it, but they did apparently FedEx dropped it to the wrong address. They dropped it one block away.
So I can't wait for my neighbor.
Yeah, I can't
when
wait.
If I when see I, that bitch
when
walking
I
around
see,
with a pink
Because I already
bag.
Know that bag is rare. There's only two of them. That's the bag. If I see her carrying it, I know she stole it.
Well, they may have some more in stock. At the time, they didn't.
No,
so,
I'm going to beat her
know.
Up.
But if you see that neighbor with that, you need to get a video of it because we're going to report her. But I don't think the neighbor did it. I think that FedEx
there's
probably
be 60
left it outside.
Cars. I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah, FedEx.
I'm going to say there's an alien.
It was the alien.
But FedEx may have left it outside the gate and someone could have taken it. I mean, that does happen. You know, I don't want to falsely accuse anyone of anything, but it was very suspect, wasn't it?
Very suspect.
Well, when you built her gorgeous
do you know what
display
is?
Cabinet with all her bags in there.
I'm going to do
gonna
that.
It's going to be so beautiful. And then you're going to have the jewelry cabinet with all the jewelry in there with a lock on both.
When
it's
we move
be
in
so
2025.
Yeah, that's right.
So the landlord, he reached out to me and he's like, hey, Jeff, looks like I'm going to sell the house.
The one you're in now?
He's like, he was like, talk to me like the realtor's going to come by and blah, blah. I'm like, no. I'm renting this house. Pay a lot of money.
Don't you're have not... a lease? Do you have a lease?
Well, the lease expired. But I was like, you're not going to show the house like while I'm living here. And I said, I'm going to have to move out. So you're going to have to tell me when. So
are you going to move out?
Well, then what happened is we start. I'm like, hey, I know you've talked about selling the house to me. And so we started a conversation. I kind of threw out like a first offer. Mm-hmm. So I may end up buying the house. We'll see what happens.
Well, you can move into my house if you need to temporarily.
I love that house, actually.
The one you're in now?
And it's been a very lucky house. I mean, not for love, but it's been a lucky house.
Yeah.
I'll take that house.
You said this multiple times. So you would keep your other house and this house.
Now I'm wondering if I make that my office.
Ooh.
Oh, the one you're in now?
Yeah.
You don't need an office that grand. What's wrong with you? What do you think? You're like some CEO of a billionaire company now? What are you talking about?
I'm up to seven employees.
He's a CEO, Leah.
He thinks he's Bill Gates. You don't need a house that big for your... What next? You're going to buy the house next door for your parking lot and the house is on
actually,
the other
there's
side
parking issue.
Well, there's no parking. We need
we
the
could
house
just knock it
door.
Down and build a parking lot.
It's a tear-down.
Oh, my God. The house is too grand for your office.
His friend, the Wen Man... He has five houses.
Like six or something.
Yes.
Do I know the Wen Man?
Chaz.
Chaz Dean.
Oh, Chaz.
Chaz has got six
houses.
Well,
he's built a little empire, honey. You're not there yet.
He's doing it.
But you don't have a house.
I'm so glad you're so supportive.
I'm just telling you.
You're just not there yet.
Chaz
is uber successful. You're just not there yet.
He's been 30 years building that. You don't have. Wow. You have seven employees, and you're going to put them in a $40,000 a month rent
it's not
house?
$40,000.
No, it's not that much.
It's 30 now. When you put your employees there, it becomes 40 because you feed
them
every
day. What numbers are
you? You're going to feed them every day. You have to have extra liability insurance.
Could you imagine eight love boats a day?
That's going to add up. You better find more pocket money. Instead of pocket
pee. Got to sell some more shirts.
Because when I ran the charity out of my house for 15 years, I didn't know it, but Jason told me I spent $80,000 a year just feeding people and having just extra just by having people.
Yeah, I could feed like four people from one love boat.
Yeah.
I just need two love boats, 200 a day.
Here's Leah. You going to run that marathon? You can't do that.
You're not there yet.
Yeah. Is that what happens when your son wants to do something?
No, I encourage
talk him out of
I'm
it.
I'm encouraging you, but I'm trying to tell you to say don't not to spend $30,000 a month.
It's not $30,000 a month.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
Oh.
No, the rent, by the way.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
If I buy
about.
The house, my mortgage payment is half what I'm paying right now.
Okay. That's a different story.
Well, I have to put $1 million down.
And it's a write-off, Leah.
That's a write-off. That's true.
And the food's a write-off.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about
But you could rent it
important.
Out and make a positive cash flow out of it. That's
I could.
A better
and that's
idea.
Probably what
and
will happen.
And that's a better idea.
That's probably what will happen.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. So you support that.
Yeah, because it's a profit center rather than a drain.
We make money in our company.
Yeah, but you're going to go through it all if you spend that much money on a rent.
Let's just talk about what's important, which is the most Googled sex question of 2023.
Oh, that's important. What is that?
It's a particular position, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Leah.
I'm sure.
What's it called?
It is called the speed bump.
What that is?
Rhythm?
No, it's a particular position.
I have no
And they
idea.
Call it the speed bump.
I don't know.
Can I say something? I never heard of this either.
Well, it's a...
Well, see, I'm not the only one. What
okay.
is it?
Well, apparently...
Yeah.
You face down. And a face down, right?
The female lays
butt
face
up,
down.
Face down.
Yeah.
Butt up, pillow under you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hence the appearance of a speed bump.
Mm.
That's just so clever. I want to know what kind of people sit around and think of those kind of things.
That would be very...
In a situation like that, what do I do with my stomach?
Well, you don't
you
have one. You're
have
so
one.
Thin. You have to be thin.
That would be a...
To be thin and fabulous.
You have to be really thin if you're going to be a speed bump, I think.
That'd be a speed hump. That'd be a big speed bump.
That kind of naturally happens, though, if you're doing it, can I say that, from... behind.
You can say whatever
and
you
then
want. You're a comedian.
Eventually, female gets tired, they tend to get
to
sleep.
I think
it could be a male, too.
A male.
Right?
That person who's ever on that.
Shout out Bottoms.
Yeah, shout out Bottoms. That That's a tiring position.
Leah knows what that means now.
I know now what that
bottoms
means.
Bottoms up, Leah.
She knows what that means.
I know what that means
bottoms
now.
Bottoms up.
I honestly was shock. I never heard of sex.
What? Hold on a second.
I now anyway, no.
Hold on. I got to address this.
I didn't know.
Leah, you live in Miami.
I know, but
on
I would
Star
never
Island.
Ask anybody what.
It's the bottom capital of America, bottom. Star Island.
You know what a power bottom is?
No.
Oh, be careful. Okay.
What is that?
Let me
do
help.
You?
I'm going to say it.
How do you know this?
Everyone knows this. A power bottom that's like, hey, you think you're in charge? I'm going to buck back. I buck back. And they buck from the bottom up. It's a reverse energy. It's like, I'll show you who's boss.
Right. Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.